From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea. Well, we kick off the show, as always, with a few quick stories, but here's one you would not normally hear at the beginning of a newscast, but we thought you might be interested in it. We can finally lay to rest this rumor. For a decade, a story has circulated about Tommy Hilfiger. Hilfiger allegedly appeared on Oprah years ago, and as the story goes, he said he would not have made his clothes so nice if he had known they would be popular among African Americans, Asians, Hispanics, and Jews. Well, with that, Oprah is alleged to have booted him off the show and canned the segment. So Hilfiger really did appear on Oprah yesterday for the first time, and together they put the rumor to rest. Not true, he said, adding that he had hired investigators to track down just how that rumor got started. So here is the final word from the queen of daytime talk.
So I just want to say this. The next time you're out and somebody mentions this rumor to you, you know what you're supposed to say to them? Big fat lie!
And that's that. All right, now on to two political headlines, the first from Washington. Yesterday, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to expand the meaning of hate crime to include, quote, gender, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Previously, hate crimes covered just race, religion, color, and national origin. A similar bill is making its way through the Senate right now, and if the legislation clears Congress, President Bush has indicated that he will veto the bill. According to the White House, extending these new hate crime safeguards is, quote, unnecessary and constitutionally questionable. During a spirited debate on the House floor yesterday, civil rights icon and Democratic Congressman John Lewis weighed in.
During the 50s and the 60s, as a participant in the civil rights movement, I tasted the bitter fruits of hate, and I didn't like it. I saw some of my friends beaten, shot, and killed because of hate. It also was a great teacher who said, love you one another. He didn't say, hate ye one another.
Congressman John Lewis of Atlanta, Georgia.